It's milking time at Marvin Amundsen's farm near Westby. The milk is gently vacuumed from metal cylinders attached to the cows to a holding container. Nearby, Amundsen checks a readout that shows the amount of milk each cow is producing. The closest one is churning out 7 pounds of milk a minute. Months ago, Amundsen's herd did better. But in the spring, he noticed a drop in his herd's production. The days were hot and humid, and his cattle weren't eating as much. On average, each had been producing 60 pounds of milk a day. Amundsen says that number has dropped to about 55 pounds of milk a day per cow. Amundsen is lucky. Other farmers have seen larger declines. Still, Amundsen says the drought is costing him money because production is below what it should be.
About $100 a day I'm losing from what I normally would. So 100 pounds a day, that's $3,000 a month. You know, that plus the increase in cost in feed because of this dry weather. Feed costs have gone up dramatically, you know, so that's, I guess that's what you look at. You drop in milk, but your price to your inputs are so high that, yeah, there's not a farmer that's making money right now.
Amundsen says his pasture doesn't have enough shade to relieve his 120-head herd from the brutal heat, so he focuses on keeping his cattle cool inside the barn. Despite his best efforts, the heat has a way of getting in.
Yeah, I mean, we've had where we've gone in there at the water holes and sprayed them off to keep them cool and stuff like that, just because it gets, I mean, even though we got tunnel ventilation, if it's 105 heat index outside and we got an air blowing through the barn, roughly about 7 miles an hour of wind going through the barn, you're still blowing warm air.
Amundsen ships his milk to the Westby Cooperative Creamery. The company's corporate offices are just down the road. The company is known for its dairy products, including cottage cheese and cheese curds. General Manager Pete Condrup says he's contending with a 20 to 25% drop in the amount of milk member farmers are bringing in. He blames the heat and the drought.
You know, we depend on getting the milk in here so we can do the products. So if the milk keeps going down, then, you know, it'll be harder and harder for us to keep running all the products we need to run. And then we'll have to go out and buy surplus milk, which will... There again, that'll be more expensive, and then we'll have to raise our prices more.
Condrup says consumers can see a 15 to 20% price increase later this year, but the issue of milk availability is not the only problem tied to the heat. Condrup says the composition of the milk has changed too. Butter fat and protein levels have lowered.
So once that drops, then you get less cheese per 100 pounds of milk. So that's critical too.
To stay profitable, there are farmers around the state who are phasing out lower-performing cattle. With their pasture in tough shape and the cost of feed going up, it's expensive to keep them around. But Amundsen says he doesn't plan to get rid of any cows. He's giving some of his underachievers a second chance.
You just go on and hope till next year will be better. I mean, you look at the records of what the cows produced prior years and their ancestry and stuff like that. If it's a good cow, you keep them.
Meanwhile, it's a waiting game. Amundsen says it will likely take 3 to 4 weeks of cool weather to get his cattle near the productivity they had before. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.